This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Hamba kahle mfethu.
Eh, hey, I see people on shows kanjani njalo.
Nazoke. Thank you for making it, and shout out to you for being in the spotlight this week. You're the first one actually this year, so I think that should mean something. The first student shooting a trajectory, or the standard for you to be here. This is the standard that you must beat as a student. Now, tell us more about La Usuka Kona Vetu and how it has influenced you into becoming the person you are.
Ngibingelela abalaleli igama lami njengoba lisho sebeseshile nguAndile ngwakamkhize. I'm coming from a small town, Melmoth, north of KZN, yeah, KwaMagwaza Mission where I was born. So yeah, ila ngikhulele khona. Yeah.
Okay, I know. Nazog. Now, also again, I'd just like to know, Mina Vetu, you're doing agriculture like Skoleni, and one of the common things I used to hear about agriculture, especially with us, the black people, Wuti, there's little to no job opportunities there. Why did you choose agriculture?
So, in background, it's a rural area, so ekhaya ngikhule kwi agriculture kwinto eyenziwayo. Ngilima, so umuntu ongifundise kakhulu agriculture bekugogo wami nobhuti wami. So that is the background I came for, iyona engayithola. Then going forward, then ngabona ukuthi no, kahle agriculture into engiyithandayo, yabo. Because bengiqale ngokungudi nayo ukuthi no, I love agriculture because mhlambe bengikwenza ngoba ngisekhaya, yabo.
Oh yeah.
But with the scope nezinto ezenzeka ngayo emhlabeni, agriculture it's the place to be. If you look at COVID, one of our sectors which contributed a lot, it's agriculture. Because ukuphila kwakho it's dependent on ukudla. So
sure.
Angeke uphile uma uAndile oy farmer engekho. So,
we
are doing Andile empilweni yakho.
Awusukani madoda. No, I like ngiyithanda indlela oyibeka ngayo. Now, kuthi lana ke, you have been the top 100 Africa's brightest young minds for the 2022 cohort. Can you tell us more about that, Tuguti? What it is and how were you selected into actually being part of the top 100 Africa's brightest young minds?
Okay, so there's a platform called EBYM, so it's Brightest Young Minds. So it's a platform which aims to create a network of leaders across Africa. So it's looking at people with from the age of 18 to 35 doing great things in their space of work. So you go through a long process of ukujajwa. So you send an application.
Oh yeah.
So with a series of questions or okumele uwaphendule, and then one of the things I attach are, it's your LinkedIn profile, it's your social media platforms. So whenever sebebuka ama application, they go through all lezo zinto lezo.
Oh yeah.
Your answers is presented and your social media.
Sure.
So your social media presents ubuwena as uAndile.
Yeah.
Ma ungayi ku social media you will understand ukuthi mhlawumbe uAndile umuntu kanjani.
Oh,
as a person in the agricultural space, you will get ama insights of uAndile with agricultural space. So they receive a number of more than a number of applications across not South Africa, Africa.
Sure.
Then I was able to make a cut of top 100.
Asuka in my dad.
So it's just a drop in an ocean in Africa.
Issue. So now what do they do exactly, EBYM?
Okay, so a platform job and issue, they are creating a network. So they building a platform where we can exchange ideas with other leaders across Africa. Then business people who are leading in their spaces, they also come to share my insights or on the practical side of business. So this year, one of the partners, Abe Kona, it's UN. So for me it was very interesting because Ethiopia it was discussing our food systems in Africa. So the one of the things as I include it agri-tech, agriculture, on how as a youth we can play a role to make Africa a better place, because we believe ukuthi Africa is too rich to be poor. Because we have bright minds, so we are capable of dependela kwabanye abantu.
Now you also have a business which is Crop Kings. We are going to get to that quite soon, but before we do, I'd just like to know, Guti, with all these achievements and your business being able to supply one of the biggest retailers in South Africa, Spa, have you always known that you were going to be here one day? Where did it start, basically? How did you end up being where you are?
So one of our platforms which influenced the decision making and the person I am, it's Enectus UKZN. So it's Enectus, it's a platform for students where they practice entrepreneurship. So they developed projects for communities so they solve social economic issues through the use of entrepreneurship. So one of the platforms which gave me experience, I was one of the project managers of our project in the agricultural space. So those insights gave me experience and understanding the space. With that being the project, I was also awarded as the project manager of the year back then when I was still at UKZN. So that experience and that exposure gave me I should venture into entrepreneurship.
Okay, wow, that's actually very good, because ukhona Enectus nala MUT, just in case mhlambe you also want to make sure that you get a head start, especially in your business or in just in general, you might want to check them out. Now, back on your business, Crop Kings, can you tell us more about your business? What does it do, and what's your aim or purpose with it?
To give a little background about Crop Kings, so during COVID, so the challenge is it's how we view our situation is bigger now. So we spent a lot of time during lockdown, and Ubuntu wine and the Luto. Then I Ubuntu felt like able, I will gain a lot of weight if I'm not doing anything. Then that's where the idea of starting Crop Kings, we plan production, came about. So that's where we started. It was just which alela ekhaya with abafowethu. Then it came a chance where we need to formalize and build and register a business. Then my brother, they also ventured into ama lokuzana, but I continued with the vision. You good to know, this is something doable with or without abafowethu, as much as sobe sizana nabo, but as uandile ngaqhubeka nayo. So vision ya Crop Kings siqala kokuthi let's supply community with fresh vegetables. Because you'll find ukuthi the ama retail stores the fresh produce engidayisayo compared to yayikhona esitolo ngaleso sikhathi, quality wise as
yeah,
I'm 10 over 10, or if it's a store it's 5 over 10,
because of the time and travel.
Also because most of them emelmode dolobheni uya kamagwaza, it's 5 minutes drive compared to good by lande go Fryhead go lande go Thekwini fresh produce. So then that's how I approached USPA. The distance I travel to you, it's less. So which means the lifespan of the food in you, it's prolonged because it's fresh. Mawuthi ufuna kusasa spinach, ngizosika ekseni, I'll wake up around 5, then ngo-7 ngizobe sengiseminyango kwakho. So with me being able to gather my insights, being in the agricultural space, working in the agricultural space, so one of these is into engiyibonayo ukuthi people, they lack knowledge in the agricultural space. So whenever you lack knowledge in the agricultural space, it will is only mazza in the evening. So for example, because most of izinto engizaze ku agricultural space ngiyifundela.
Yeah.
So and research wise. So I planted utamatis. Then mangutshala utamatis because I failed to identify isifo early enough.
Yeah.
I lost 100 heads of utamatis. So that is because of lack of knowledge. Yeah.
Sure.
So we have different ama tools akhona ku internet.
Yeah.
A technology which can assist ama farmers where they lack information. Yeah. So I want to tap into lesser space to equip black people etheni we use i technology to ukuthi siqhubekele phambili.
Yeah.
Because I think it's basically kumele sik understand ukuthi technology it's not there as an enemy yethu, yeah, but it's there to assist us as ama farmers. Because I think if the more we understand ama I technology, the role it can play in the agricultural space, we can accept I technology rather than ukuba resistant to I change.
Sure.
So sure. I want to tap into lesser space to equip farmers with the relevant information about technology, then we can transform in the lesbuka ngaya agriculture, then maybe we can compete with, not compete, but be at the same level with the white guys when it comes to the agricultural space.
When it comes to agricultural space. No, ngiyakuzwa. But then, wouldn't you say, ukuthi-ke, you know, because I think one thing that people fear about technology, especially when it comes to agriculture, is that it modifies ugudla loko planta. So it's not now really organic or natural as it is, but it has, you know, been affected. And then again, there are also things of stereotypes of ugudla that causes ama diseases like bo cancer and the likes. You know, what would be the response to that?
Okay, so there are different types of ama technologies we space say as agriculture.
Sure.
But my focus will be on the production side of things. Whenever I'm talking about production, it's okay, have real time information. So utshalile la, then whenever it gushes, there are certain types of ama pesticides which are associated with e weather ekhona njengamanje. So whenever there's a EC for spinach is approachayo to engadini yakho,
yeah,
then get that information ahead sifike, then you can prepare. Same applies e weather. You sure can get e weather, okay, there will be e hail. Then prepare for what, okay, hail, maybe put a protection of some sort. Those are the kind of information which will assist ama farmers to take more ama decision are proper compared to back then using this information. It's the information, the technology engifuna ukufocusa kuyona, it deals with that, not with that comes with ukujova kwama plants.
Yeah.
No.
Oh,
so
okay,
it's one engifuna ukufocusa kuyona, it's based on decision making in the production space.
So it's more of a, like a preventive measure. You're putting preventive measures. I hear you, definitely. Now back to, you know, MUT. You're doing this degree and you also have this business. How has it helped you, or how is it helping you, you know, grow your business or see agriculture in a different light, or actually, you know, somehow advance your knowledge in agriculture?
To be honest, most of izinto njengoba ngiqhubeka ngifunda, it making much more sense now, because we are going to IT or eklasini, then I also have a practical.
Yeah.
A number of practical, so then you remember scenario whenever a lecture is explaining something. So it makes much more sense, because I'm also working on the side.
Yeah.
So I attend less of ama class army, but I'm able to pass ama modules army.
Sure.
Because things make much more sense because nginayo practically and use eda into any evele khona, not in an empty tin.
Oh, so
I think that it's one of the advantages in now right now.
what would you say to your fellow mhlambe agriculture students?
No, what I would say, it's
especially mhlambe the ones who are worried about, you know, employment and actually making it in the field.
Okay, so I think in the ebalekile, we need to start to understand ukuthi we understand the space South Africa exon.
Sure.
So whenever I'm talking about the space exon, there are no job opportunities. Mm. If I may say, there are no job opportunities, but opportunities are there. It's just that opportunities,
yabo. Sure.
Or you create those opportunities, but rather work on yourself. Whenever you're working on yourself, learn more. Into ifunde class ningabe ukuthi uyifundela ukuyifunda nje. But learn and practice it, because into ebalulekile kwispace agriculture, it's a practical sector. Mm. So if you have more theory rather than a practical, uzoshaye,
yabo.
But into ebalulekile ukuthi start something now. Start something now. It's what's important, yabo. One thing is engiyibonile, university is a safe space. There's a lot of support systems akhona a university. As much as I'm not familiar with how the entrepreneurship goes at MUT, but I'm sure there are support systems and there are mentorship akhona, yabo.
Sure.
So I think start something now, then you will find guidance. Then whenever you start something now, you'll fail earlier, you'll learn earlier, and then be easy to replicate the model whenever even you are outside, because you have learned earlier than yabo. Because into ehlukanisa wena nomunye umuntu ukuthi khona ozoyicabanga but khona ozoyenza, yabo. So asingayicabanga kakhulu, asiyenze, sifail earlier, sifunde earlier.
I think that is amazing, and I think that we can end it right there. Singazisione, uzwileke ukuthi weke start now, start earlier, because we might have the same idea, but the thing is, who is going to actually implement that idea? That is the person that is going to win. Andile Mkhize ke loyo, who has been here on Ivukubangene Breakfast Show as one of the students we are shining a spotlight on. Andile Mkhize, thank you so much, and all the best moving forward.
No, siyabonga kakhulu shows for having us. Nibe nosuku oluhle.
Danko, danko.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.